You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, there's a theatre production currently treading the boards in London that is garnering 4-star reviews and an amazing reaction from theatre goers. Refreshingly, the play is written by and stars blind or partially sighted talent and is about sight loss, audio description and the benefits system. The play I'm talking about is Libby's Eyes, currently playing at the Bunker Theatre, and I'm lucky enough to be joined by the star of that show, Georgie Morell. Hi, Georgie.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not bad. I'm hot and a little tired.
Yes, well, I would expect it because you're right in the middle of the run just now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're 5 shows down, 3 to go.
Wow. Now, when we last caught up, Libby's Eyes was still being crafted as you and the writer, Amy Bethan Evans, prepared to bring it to the stage. Now that the play has come to life at the Bunker Theatre, how has it been received?
It has been received pretty damn well. We're thrilled. 5 4-star reviews, so in terms of press is great. But we always take press with a pinch of salt anyway. You know, it's one person's opinion. We prefer the sort of tweets and emails and feedback that we get from individuals, which have made it all worthwhile, actually. For some people, they hadn't been to the theatre in years and this show got them there, not just because it was accessible, but they felt like it was for them. All the hard work and all of the stress that goes into putting a production on, it's made it totally worthwhile 10 times over.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things you said there is key. It's a show that people with sight loss genuinely feel is for them, so much so that RNIB Connect Radio, if you follow us on Twitter at RNIB Radio, we've been retweeting a lot of the reviews for Libby's Eyes because it's getting such a fantastic reception from the audience.
Yeah, it's and talking to people afterwards as well. They really want to stay and chat, which doesn't always happen with shows. And yeah, the press has been great. Really, really pleased with it. And it was such a tough show to do because we had to redraft it. And yeah, when me and Amy were chatting to you last time, it was still, I don't think we had a finished draft. we'd started rehearsals with the wonderful director, Spencer Charles Knoll, who's been terrific and an amazing cast. But no, it was still, I don't know how we've managed to do it actually, but it has been worth it.
Now, for those who don't know, tell us what Libby's Eyes is about, Georgie.
Essentially, it is about a blind girl and a robot. There's a little bit more to it than that. It is set in the future, in a sort of dystopian time when the government are making changes to the benefit system. Similarly to how they are now, there is a very deliberate parallel there. And it is instead of the benefits that we're used to, they are providing technology, assistance technology. And for Libby, that comes in the form of a robot called Libby's Eyes, or as she shortens it to LE. However, the robot starts to form opinions and becomes sentient, gets a mind of its own. And that's about as much as I can say without giving any more away.
And you play, of course, the title character of Libby. Now, in your career, Georgie, you've been lucky enough to have had some amazing roles. You recently starred as the lead in the BBC Radio 4 drama Jane Lake, where you were also playing a character with sight loss. But how refreshing was it for you to read the script for Libby's Eyes, which had actually been written by someone who is partially sighted?
Oh, it was a breath of fresh air because I've obviously got the market cornered on playing these roles, but I've never had one come through from somebody who's experienced it, who's lived and breathed it. But it was more than that. Amy wanted a character of agency, of determination, of independence, not a victim or inspiration porn, which was quite nice with Jane Lake. Jane had that as well. She was very determined. She wasn't a very pleasant character either, which is always fun to play. So I've been lucky with both roles. But Amy's is incredibly well informed. And there are bits in the story that I think audiences will think are far-fetched, but they did happen to Amy. It's all come from a place of truth. Amy's done a wonderful thing of crafting it into a play and making it funny and giving it sort of a certain amount of access. But yeah, it all comes from a place of truth. And Amy's got sort of the market cornered on that.
And beyond that, Libby's Eyes as a production is quite intricate. The audio description is actually part of the show. So even fully sighted audience members need to use the AD equipment. Were you guys nervous on the first night that it would be as enjoyable for everyone in the audience, whether blind, partially sighted or fully sighted?
We were just glad to get through the first show, I think. but no, we were nervous as to how it would be received. because we were very, very conscious, especially our director Spencer, that we didn't alienate non-disabled or non-visually impaired audience members, that it was to that everybody could get something out of it. But what Amy wanted, and I think we have achieved, is that audio description doesn't have to hinder the artistry of theatre. It doesn't have to be seen as a bit of a nuisance. It can actually be incorporated in and give a whole dimension to it. Again, I can't give, I don't want to say too much about giving it away, but we have it in that the audio describer has their own plot and storyline within it, which becomes evident by the end and has been really, really well received. And if it does, if people are alienated in any way, then, but that hasn't been the case, actually. But yeah, that was a concern, of course. We didn't want anybody to feel alienated, because that's why we're sort of doing it, is to break down that that barrier of alienation.
It's clearly affecting people in many different ways. We've mentioned some of the 4-star reviews and some of the people who stay behind after the show to have a chat. I've also seen on social media that a lot of people, by the end of the play, they almost don't want to get up. They're crying. They're sort of feeling that they've experienced something that they don't quite want to leave yet. What are some of the best reactions that you've had to Libby's Eyes so far?
I've quite enjoyed how many people have cried at it, because it's quite something to move an audience that much. And when I've been in shows, I can rarely cry at things, so it's had that much of an impact. But it's done it on, I know which bits of the play that do it as well. It's the things that everyone can relate to, those arguments with your mother, the detail we have in one particular monologue of Libby's mum talking about raising her and the things they had to do and the things they went through. When you get reactions as strong as that from people, it's so rewarding as an actor. It's exactly what you want, is that somebody sees something, goes away and looks at the world just slightly differently, whether it's that we moved them or we made them laugh. And also some audience members, Amy's been very, very clever with the writing, is she has snuck in a couple of jokes and observations that I think only if you are either within the benefit system and therefore disabled that you will get. So seeing the different reactions to those is really, really fun to watch on stage and be a part of. And that's a voice that hasn't been on stage before. So for people to hear what they're experienced for the first time on stage is remarkable why we do it.
Beyond the laughter and the tears, a lot of people on social media have also been talking about the anger that Libby's Eyes reminds them of having to go through the benefits system.
It was Amy's experience with it that inspired the play, and the current changes that are being made that are detrimental to those who are reliant on it for a quality of life. She has satirized it into this sort of dystopian society and a robot, but the point is still there that this is a system that is not working. And everybody needs to know about that. Just because you're not disabled doesn't mean that you won't need the system at some point. So we need everybody to care. And she's done that in a very, very clever way. Her and the director, Spencer, who dramaturged the show as well, they've brilliantly managed to get it so that it's funny and honest. And it's not too, and it's not alienating in terms of artistry as well. It's not too theatery. And I think that's sort of where the key is to it, to its success.
So strong, emotive, funny, and a little bit of anger into the mix. Sounds like a perfect night for a night out at the theatre. But I understand there was a rather special and beautiful reaction to Libby's Eyes, as a surprise email was waiting for one of your cast members after the show one night.
Yeah, it was so cool. Adam Elms, who plays Ron in it, he's a visually impaired actor as well. And he met somebody years ago on a drama acting course. They came to the show because her boyfriend saw it programmed, was like, I think you'll like this. And she was visually impaired. And then after I recognised the voice of that guy, got her boyfriend to read the programme, realised it was Adam. So dropped him an email, which our director read to all of us before we went up yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Lovely pep talk, sort of call to arms, pumped up thing to do. And yeah, she said, you know, I haven't been to the theatre in years and your show got me there. And I felt like it was for me.
Absolutely. And we've mentioned this before. This is what seems to be driving a lot of people to Libby's Eyes, is it refreshingly feels like a show for blind and partially sighted people that doesn't alienate everyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. More than anything, it's a very entertaining, very funny show.
So tickets are still available for the remaining shows. Where can our listeners go to pick them up or even to find out a little more about Libby's Eyes?
Your best options are follow us on Twitter @Libby's Eyes. We keep that very updated, lots of info there. And then for tickets, go to thebunkertheatre.com, their website. And we've got concession tickets. We've got a ticket offer as well for the rest of the run with the discount code Cortana. And it starts at 7 o'clock. It is on this Thursday and then next Monday and Thursday.
And you're always busy, Georgie Morell. Tell us where people can follow you on social media as well.
Yeah, follow me on Georgie Pokeye and see what I'm up to. There's more to come.
Georgie Morell, star of Libby's Eyes, playing at the Bunker Theatre until July 7th. Thank you for joining me today.
No, pleasure.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.